John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Bolivia, a small landlocked country in South America, associated most recently with a man who was extremely comfortable with being a Chavezista. His name is Evo Morales. He eventually was pushed out of the country because he tried to steal an election. He wanders the earth, however, no longer barred from visiting his homeland because he was instrumental in electing a president who was sympathetic to him, named Arce. All's well except for the country is doing poorly economically. It's a landlocked country, and there are other reasons to do poorly, but it chiefly has to do with Arce not being a good manager of his government. At the same time, it came to someone that staging a coup, a false coup, with a friendly general and a unit that would show up on camera, might graze sympathy for Arce. The question now is, did it work? Arce is claiming it was a genuine coup, and they've condemned the general who led the coup to 6 months in detention. Evo Morales is speaking as if he doesn't believe it was a coup. Not many do, but Arce is carrying on the fiction. And Gregory, this takes us to how the unusually arbitrary coup in Turkey once upon a time, what is that, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more than that, did amount to a success for President Erdogan because it strengthened his hand afterwards, even though everyone, I believe, in Turkey recognized it was a falsehood. Is this going to help Arce? Does he achieve what he wants, even if we know it was fake?
It's going to be difficult for President Luis Arce to make this work now that he's so quickly been called out on having a hand in staging this fake coup. Everybody's been learning the lesson since President Erdogan in Turkey staged that July 15, 2016, alleged coup, or pseudo coup, as we called it at the time. Basically, he was able to get a few people to go ahead with a so-called coup attempt against him in order to flush out supporters of a coup or opponents to Erdogan, in a sense. So this little coup took place, and the military were ready for it. They crushed it comprehensively, and Erdogan was then able to stamp his authority more heavily on the country. He used it to replace all of the generals in the armed forces, pretty much, particularly the Air Force and the gendarmerie and so on. Where did Erdogan learn this trick? It was from the Reichstag fire technique, which was employed by the Nazis, or by Adolf Hitler specifically, on February the 27th, 1933, when the Nazis set fire to the German parliament, the Reichstag, and blamed it on the communists so that they could then turn on the communists, and Chancellor Hitler was able to then really exert his power and basically elevate himself to the position of Führer and absolutely command and control and consolidate power. So we saw that again used by Erdogan in 2016. We saw it in Sierra Leone, June 24th elections last year, when President Julius Maada Bio basically claimed that there was being an attempt to overthrow him at the election, and he clamped down, shot a lot of his opponents, and so on. Now, Bio has been called out on that, but has gotten away with it because there's nobody in Africa who's going to literally go out now and risk deposing him or reversing that clearly unrecognizable election of 2023. So Bio pulled it off. It was messy. He was not believed to be innocent in this. Nobody believed that the election was free and fair and the like, but he's still in office. So then we turn to Bolivia and find President Luis Arce becoming increasingly unpopular, and he organized his own commander of the Bolivian army, who was very close to him, in fact, General Juan José Zúñiga, to stage this coup a week or so ago. He's put a few troops under his control. They tried to ram some armored vehicles through a door of the palace. He demanded that he went face to face with the president. He demanded that the president stand down. The president, you know, faced him down like a true hero and immediately arrested him and put him in jail. So he looked very heroic, and everybody condemned the coup attempt, including President Morales at the time. However, it became clear, and the opposition senator, Andrea Barrientos, basically said that this was a self-coup, which was designed to consolidate the power of Arce. So right now, Arce has changed all the military commanders and the police chiefs and so on. So he has consolidated power. Right. But whether he can get away with it is another matter.
Yes, getting away with it. Well, so far he's doing well. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're turning to our allies and our adversaries next, watching the American election process. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,